You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Readings by Diane with Diane.
Diane.
Live at readingsbydiane.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Readings by Diane
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. It's Diane Jarecki. Welcome to Readings by Diane. I want to give one quick little update today that I have started a newsletter. So there is a quick subscribe button on the sidebar of my blog website. If you go to readingsbydiane.com, you can find that over there and click on it and subscribe. That will have my local events here in New Hampshire where I will be featured reading, or will be at least reading. And then also any news and updates and some tips and tricks for reading the cards. So feel free to sign up. If you do, you will get entered in my monthly drawing for a free 30-minute reading with me. And so that is my newest update. And there's always my Buy Me a Coffee, also at Readings by Diane, my YouTube channel at Readings by Diane. So those are the other places to find me besides my website itself. But that website is a blog. So every Friday I write a new post. And then on my YouTube channel, I have a cardamancy series I've been doing that features the Tarot de Marseille and playing cards with comparisons. And then I'm doing the Lenormand series. I've just started that on my YouTube channel as well. And hello, Crystal. Welcome to my show. And how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to see who's around me.
Okay, I am a card reader, so I'm not, like, I don't see those kind of things. I'm not a psychic and medium.
Okay, so then my abilities, would you be able to sense that?
Would I be able to do a reading on your psychic abilities?
Yes.
I can. Actually, that is something I have done before with the cards.
Okay. So,
give me a moment while I shuffle. Okay, so the first thing I'm seeing here, I have the World with the Ace of Swords. And so I feel like there have been blocks that have kind of prevented you from feeling like feeling very positive or very sure of your abilities. But with the Ace of Swords here, I see those getting like cut through. All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I've got the Knight of Coins and the Three of Cups. So I feel with this, if you keep doing the work, you're going to keep making gradual progress and your skills will keep building.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a desire you want. I mean, the eye is on the coins with the Knight of Coins. He's definitely chasing that, actively pursuing it. So I feel this is something you are actively working to do. Keep it up, and you will continue to make the progress. Now, the three.
That's great. Yeah.
It's going to move a little slowly because it's a three, not like making a huge jump. But it's a gradual, steady progress. And okay. Then we have okay. The Knight of Batons and the Page of Swords. So again, I'm feeling like this movement and the seeking of it, and that you've had that feeling of not really having as strong an ability as you would want to, or not being able to break through some of that stuff that, you know, that mirrors that Ace of Swords where you're cutting through it, you're trying to cut through it, shows that you're feeling like you are having a little bit of trouble. But the Six of Batons is showing that you're on the right path for this and you are making that progress. I'd also say in this case, it perhaps indicates getting some training, mentorship in psychic development in order to help grow that skill set and develop your abilities further. Because you'll have somebody that can give you feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So and then what I call the shadow pair, we go to the Nine of Batons and the Two of Batons. And so, again, I'm really seeing that breakthrough is possible. The two is always about choices. So I feel like it's about making that choice to really actively pursue it, to go get that training, that mentorship, and work with somebody to really help you develop it. And I feel that's going to take you from that three into a nine. You know what I mean? Like it'll jump you up to really opening that up and increasing the intuition and the skills to get that little bit of practical training.
Okay.
I'll tell you, if you reach out to me after this, like through the contact form, I will refer you to a really, really good mentor for psychic development, and he does do distance work.
Okay.
But I will be very happy to refer you to him. Just not really able to give him a public plug on here, but he's able to see what you see, which is very helpful. And not everybody can do that. He has a very special ability. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just pulling some Oracle cards here to see what additional message spirit has for you about this, because I can tell this is something you really want to do, is to open that up. Okay. And so this is from the Wisdom of the Oracle, and the first one is coming to the edge. So I feel like you're on the edge of a breakthrough. But then chaos and conflict is, again, showing that, like, not trusting the information all the time that's coming in, not knowing how to control it, to tap into it the way you want to. And then I got going to the sea. So first off, I feel some time out in nature, alone, some meditation. Going to the sea is kind of about choosing to journey. And then at the bottom of the time to go. So again, I feel like it's time to take this and go with it. So I really feel that that mentorship, that it is definitely time for you to work on this and do it. The time is right. Like, you are feeling pulled to this now for a reason.
Okay.
And it's time to go with it. And I really feel like I'm going to be giving you the right person to help you to do this and to learn to trust what you're feeling and seeing and sensing, and to learn how to better control it and amp that energy a little bit and stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my direct email, if you want, it's readingsbydianejarecki@gmail.com. Okay.
Okay.
And I said, I will gladly give you that information.
Okay.
Is there anything else, Crystal? Well, we've got a couple minutes.
No, that was it.
Okay. Then just want to talk a little bit about this deck and why I do this. Like, for me, the Oracle cards are a little bit of a deeper spiritual message, and so I like to wrap up readings by pulling a few of these cards just to see what additional energy gets pulled that way, because these cards usually do, like, strengthen the meaning of the Lenormand, the playing cards, and the tarot cards. They'll, like, echo that reading's message, but they'll also give some extra nuances. And if you're a card reader and you're looking for a really good Oracle deck, I highly recommend this. I've trimmed my copy, but this is the Wisdom of the Oracle by Colette Baron-Reed. And it's a very, very intuitive deck between the images and the keywords on it. I think it's just one of the absolute best out there for using for that little bit deeper message. Not that the tarot and the Lenormand and the playing cards don't give great messages. Just sometimes there's that little extra nuance that really helps to make sense of the whole thing. So, again, I've got the Lenormand series and the Cartomancy series. If you are interested in learning how to read using the traditional European methods, and you can find those at Readings by Diane on YouTube.